Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to bless the water now. Hope everybody is with your water. Want to bless the water. Amen. No problem that follow you here today will follow you home in the name of Jesus. I repeat, somebody here, your case file in heaven shall be opened today. Certainly there are people that God has ordained that today is their day. How many of them are here today? So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we are all welcome. We are welcome to the presence of God. Okay. Is there anybody, today is your first time of being in this program, visiting us? Can you stand up? Let's see you. Wow. First time. Put your hands together now for our God. The first time. Shake them, somebody. Shake them, shake them. Shake them. Bless them. Utter a word of prophecy to them. Say it, say it, say it, say it.
Do not doubt, do not doubt. What we are told.
God bless you. God bless you. Be seated, be seated. The footstep of the righteous is ordered of God. So I believe you are not here by accident. God ordered your footsteps here for a purpose. And you will surely, you will not regret coming here in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, when the Bible says, get understanding. I think that's Proverbs chapter 4. Let's read it. Verse 5, 6 and 7. Proverbs chapter 4. He says, get wisdom. Get understanding. I'm reading Proverbs 4 verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Then verse 7, he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Get understanding. The spiritual word for understanding is revelation. Understanding. If you're going to walk with God, then you need revelation. Revelation to walk with Him. That is what I kept emphasizing throughout last week's program. If you understand who God is and how He deals with man and how He expects you to walk with Him, life will be sweet. I'm telling you. And there are scriptures here and here in the Bible, scattered here and here, that sometimes we need to, you know, meditate on them. We need to meditate on these scriptures. We need to meditate on these scriptures so that you will understand how to walk with God. I'm saying this because the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God, a lot of us, a lot of people have no knowledge of God until the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This knowledge is revelation. Anytime I have opportunity to speak like this, I keep emphasizing the need for us to walk by revelation. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. That faith there is revelation. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means without revelation, it is impossible to please God. And it is revelation that made us to choose Christianity as our faith. It is revelation that made us to choose Christianity as our faith. Because every religion believes that they are getting access to God and that they are going to heaven. Hindu, Islam, Hare Krishna, Buddhists, and all the rest we know. Even there's another one they call traditional religion, that is the African one. And they will tell you it is the same God we are serving. But Jesus Christ says, I am the way. John 14:6 says so. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. No man cometh to the Father but by me. By that statement, amen. All other routes to God have been closed. But when you come to Christ again, he says he's looking for worshippers that worship him in spirit and in truth. So you can still come to Christ and supposedly you are worshipping God in Christ and yet worshipping in error. And so he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's why when you come here, we try to say certain things that look different from what people, so many other ministers, maybe from the churches you come from, say. For instance, many of us came here today now, you believe in God for deliverance, for healing, for a breakthrough. You have a need. And when you go to certain churches, immediately you go there to meet the minister, the first thing he tells you is go and do some fasting. Some dry fasting. But I say that is not scriptural. There is nothing in the Bible that says if you need anything from God, you go and fast. There is nothing like that. Ye shall know the truth. The truth is there is nothing like dry fasting before you receive from God in this period of grace. Amen. So you go and do all that dry fasting. If you do dry fasting before you receive, then anytime you need anything from God, you continue to be doing dry fasting. Before you receive any answer to your prayer, any problem you have, you continue to go and do dry fasting. You do dry fasting. Haba. Then where is the aspect of God that God is love? Then where is the love of God? Where is the mercy of God? Then where is grace? He before, then what is my relationship with him? He's no more a father. Praise the Lord. And the greatest thing that a man can receive from God is the salvation of your soul. What dry fasting did you do before God saved you? Why will you now be doing dry fasting to remain with him? It's error. It's an error. Praise the Lord. Now, am I saying that a Christian should not fast? No, we fast. This time we are just finished 21 days fasting now. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were not fasting so that a prayer point will be answered like that. No. The fasting we fast, praise the Lord. The Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, it maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies. And the greatest hindrance between God, and between man and God, anytime, is our flesh. And Apostle Paul gave us a key where he said he put his body under. So he was always taming his body, taming it, checking it. If you let loose this body, it will make you do things that will make you separate from God. So, to keep yourself cleansed, keep yourself free. So, I fast so that I will make sure there is nothing standing between me and God, so that anytime there is a need, when I go before the Lord to pray, there will be no hindrance. Remember that Revelation chapter 12 describes Satan as the accuser of the brethren. As long as Satan has something to accuse you of, he will continue to disturb the flow of God's blessing in your life. And so we want to make sure that every day, you want to make sure there is nothing that Satan can use to accuse me when I come before my God to ask for anything. That's why Christians fast. It is for consecration. Time to take an inward look to make sure you are right with God. In that estate, praise the Lord. Amen. Christianity, be smooth, be easy. Hallelujah. Now listen, for those of you who are coming for the first time, when we talk about, you know, I say that it is not fasting, but there is a provision. Always remember that the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary was to settle a matter that existed between man and God. He settled on the cross on Calvary with the last statement he made before he gave up the ghost: it is finished. It is that matter that was settled on the cross of Calvary. And that matter started in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve went into that disobedience, and man was separated from God, and Satan took over. And from that time till now, all Adamic race, human beings, have been in the control of Satan. That's why we are reduced to what we are. That's why we are suffering from all we are suffering. But church, amen. There is a law. It says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That is why, amen, he gave us a type of it through the sacrificial lamb and the Passover lamb in the Old Testament. And each of that was a shadow of something to come. It was speaking of the perfect sacrifice that was coming, because there's a difference between the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of animal. Amen. And Jesus Christ, John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ became the Lamb of God that was sacrificed to fulfill that law of redemption. Pay the price to redeem us from the curse that came upon us from the Garden of Eden. So that we can be justified, we have access again to the throne of grace, so that we can now obtain mercy. That is what happened on the cross on Calvary. A proper understanding of that will help you in your spiritual life. Praise the Lord. A proper understanding of what happened on the cross on Calvary, the greatest event that has ever taken place on earth here, it took place at Golgotha on the cross on Calvary. Set God's people free. When he declared it, he was now qualified to go to the region of the dead. Went to shore, the hell, and went there and took those saints that were under the blood of animals. He was now the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. And brought them out, separated them, and kept them in paradise. He was the one. That's why we sing that song, he holds the key to my life. The keys of hell and death, he collected them from Satan. Open the gates and set God's people free. It is finished. And so he resurrected the third day and told his disciples to go and preach the gospel to all nations. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Believe what? Believe the offering on the cross on Calvary. Believe on what he did on the cross on Calvary. If you believe it, hallelujah, and you are baptized, you will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world very shortly after the rapture, we'll see it. And saved also from the manipulation of the enemy, the power that Satan has over you. Over every one of us was taken away from him through what happened on the cross on Calvary. He has no power anymore over us, even including death. Death has no power. Grave has no power. Grave could not hold him captive. Grave cannot hold us captive. One of these blessed days, when you die, you sleep. One day you will wake up and will go and be with him. Praise the Lord. Forever and ever. That is what true Christianity is. The understanding of it is all about. And so, three works of grace that he offered for the perfection of man. One is the process of justification. Then the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then the sanctification. And the justification is the estate where that Adamic sin and all the sinful nature is washed away from the believer. Then you stand before God as if you have never sinned before. But you still have a sin nature in you. And no man has power to resist sin. And so God himself now comes by his spirit to dwell inside of you, to give you the power to live a righteous life by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then from then on, we are washed daily by the washing of the water of the word. The word of God becomes our mirror that every day we use to see any spot in our garment of righteousness, and we wash it away. And it continues until we go in the rapture. Three works of grace. But the first one, when you give your life to Christ, is justification. Where the power of the enemy is broken, you are translated from his stronghold to the stronghold of God. Spiritually speaking, it's a law. For those of you coming for the first time, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So if you believe that it's for your sake, Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary, then you will baptize. Water baptism washes away all the Adamic sin, the curse of sin that's been placed upon you, that we separated us from God. And Jesus Christ now told us how we will baptize. And that is where a lot of people have error. How are we to baptize? Matthew 28 verse 19. He made it clear that we should go and baptize in a name, because that is the name that God is using for our redemption, for our salvation. That is the name. And that name is the name of the Father. And it is the name of the Son. And it is the name of the Holy Ghost. Go and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have told you. And lo, I am with you always. That was the commission given to the disciples. And we are followers of the apostolic doctrine, and we continue to do it like they did it. Why I'm saying this for those coming for the first time, because of the error. There are those of you old members who have known it, those of you who have been watching our television station, you've been hearing us saying this almost on every day, because we believe that if you take that first step wrong, you will take the other steps wrong too. And you have no right to say you're a Christian when your sins have not been remitted. Your Christianity starts first with a decision to follow Christ and identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's the meaning of baptism. Water baptism. Identifying with his death, his burial. You are saying it is for your sake. He died. And he died, so you too, you will die to yourself, die to sin. Repentance. He was buried. Then you too, you enter the water, and the water will cover you. On the third day he resurrected, you too, you come out of that water demonstrating resurrection. That he resurrected to justify you, to save you, to redeem you. Once you enter that water with a repentant heart, a true decision to follow him, you enter that water, you come out. Every sin you have ever committed till that day you enter that water is remitted. And now you stand before God as if you have never sinned, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you. It is a spiritual principle. It's a spiritual law. Once you do that, the power that Satan has over you is taken away from him. It is now you can go for deliverance. Not dry fasting. Follow the steps the Bible gave us for our deliverance. You have not done your water baptism and you are going for deliverance. You are wasting your time. There's no deliverance. Nothing like that. Amen. The accuser of the brethren is looking at you, that the Adamic sin is still on you. You are still with me. Satan is saying you are still with him. If you like, go and do any dry, you die for nothing. You get ulcer for nothing. Your problem still remains with you. I am telling you, Bible. Oh, but the Bible says this type cannot go except by fasting and prayer. It is not the person that is sick, it's the minister that is conducting the deliverance that will do the fasting. I have never told anybody I conduct deliverance from to go and do any dry fasting and come for prayers. I am the one that will do the fasting. And they come and let me face that demon. Praise the Lord. That is how it should be. But there is wrong baptism. Since they say baptize, everybody, every carnal people, just everyone have their own form of baptism. Churches have their own form of baptism. But there is a Bible prescription for the correct water baptism. You either follow the Bible or you follow your church. And God is obligated to back his word. And what we are talking about is not just for your problem to go. It is for your eternal destination. It is for a permanent relationship with your maker. It is something that will decide how you will end up life beyond this earth. If you go to the grave with your sins unremitted, you will never come in the resurrection until it is time for the white throne judgment. That is to go straight to hell, fire. So what we are saying here, and we are not saying it so that you will be our church member. No. It's not trying to make membership. No, 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 no. It is you, our obligation as preachers, we preach it. For wherever you are, after all, they are watching us now, overseas. They are watching us all over the world. And I have seen somebody who needed baptism. We give them directives, give them addresses in Europe, depending on which country you are. Go to so-so-so place, you meet so-so-so person, he will give you correct water baptism. So they are not our members. But they hear the truth. And they want to do the correct thing. Praise the Lord. And if you get the proper understanding of the significance of water baptism, where you have to repent first, then you can see that infant baptism is unscriptural. Leave that child to grow. And secondly, the baptism whereby they sprinkle you with water is unscriptural, because it does not reflect burial. You don't sprinkle somebody with sand and say you have buried you. You bury the person, the grave covers the person. So water baptism is by immersion. But even those of you who do it by immersion, there is a wrong immersion because of the lack of understanding of verse 19 of Matthew 28. The correct interpretation. That scripture I have been saying, and I'll continue to say, because there's somebody that will be hearing me for the first time. That scripture is not for you to copy. Don't copy it. Don't recite it. Don't cram it. It is to be understood, interpreted, and obeyed. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you bring the person out. You believe Jesus Christ. You believe this. You believe that. He say, yes, I baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And put you inside the water and bring you out. He has not yet baptized you. Anybody here or hearing me now from anywhere, if that is the kind of baptism you did, they baptize you without revelation. Go back and rebaptize. You have not baptized according to this scripture. Praise God. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father. It means the Father has a name. Look for the name and baptize the Father in that name. And the name of the Son. If you say, I baptize you in the name of the Son, don't you know his name? What is the name of the Son? Therefore, to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you baptize? You will baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost. It means the Holy Ghost also has a name. Look for the name in the Bible. And if you read very well, the name of the Father is the same name of the Son. And it's the same name of the Holy Ghost. That is why every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus is the name of the Father he gave to his Son. Because he was in his Son reconciling the world to himself. So he placed his name there. And the Holy Ghost, according to the Bible, is coming in the name of the Son. Praise the Lord. So the name of the Father. What that scripture says, when it says, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What Jesus was actually saying is, go and preach to all nations and baptize them in my name. Maybe if you are written baptizing in my name, then some of you will have gone, according to Matthew 20 verse 19, I baptize you in my name. Then you come out. Praise the Lord. Any other baptism is wrong. And you don't need to waste time in baptismal school, baptismal class. And we don't have certificate to give you here, except if you need it for anything. Because I think somebody came here and wanted to, where he worships, they say, if you don't have baptismal certificate, you cannot take communion there. Somewhere up north. So he came to me. He said, how will he do now to take communion in his church? I said, no problem. What do they want? They want certificate. So I said, come, I'll give you one. So I wrote a letter. This is to confirm that so-so-so person was baptized according to this, according to this, according to this. Please allow him to be a communicant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, and nobody should stop you from taking communion for any reason. Except you know you are not qualified according to the Bible. Unrepented hearts. You are coming before the Lord. Well, once you are able to do that, church, you enter that water, take the name of the Lord Jesus in water baptism, you stand justified. Now! You can offer, you can even do your own deliverance by your own self now. Because the power that demon has been taken away. That is why the Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb there is the Lamb of God that shed his blood on the cross on Calvary. And you have believed that blood and you have come under it in water baptism. That blood speaks for you anywhere you go. Praise the Lord. Okay, that is very much summarized. Is there any question? Those coming for the first time or... still have problem with that water baptism? Anybody? Let me hear your question. I'll take very few and then we go into action. Anybody wants to ask me any question? Including those of you watching us from outside.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Are you, is it your first time of coming here?
Yes, sir.
Today?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Where do you worship, sir?
I worship with a Redeem.
Redeem.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. My question is this, sir. I want to understand, once you've done a water baptism, sir, and such a person, after some certain years, you go back into sin, is it advisable for that person to still do water baptism or just once, sir?
Water baptism is once. If it is true repentance, you repented first before going for that water baptism, God sees our hearts. After that, you should begin to desire the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the power that can keep you away from sin. But even before you receive the Holy Ghost, and for any reason, you fall into any sin, you are not to go and rebaptize. You are now, because there's a relationship that exists between you and God, you are now to go and ask God for forgiveness in prayer. And He sees your heart, whether you mean it or not, and He will forgive you. And we have to accept forgiveness by faith. And don't you go back to that thing that you fell into again. That is it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Church, praise God. As in those of us who are coming from areas where oppression on water is seasonal.
Those who are coming from where?
Regions where oppression on waters are seasonal. For instance, if you're coming from Europe and you are... or you want to take place in a kind of baptismal
really
class. For those of us who are coming from Europe, and if you have been, or if you want to take part in a very baptismal process, like you said, and then you have to do that in the times when, it's probably in times of winter, when you are not allowed to operate on the waters. So how do you do that?
Maybe
because
over
you
there,
sprinkle of water,
maybe when you get there, there's no water to bath.
The gospel is one. So you can't.
There's no water to drink. There's no water to bath. There's no water to wash your car. There's no car wash. There's nothing. Everybody's dirty. No water.
Good. That is why there should be a sprinkle of water in issues like this. Because if you say sprinkle of water is wrong, then you have to really clarify that if you can't do it at the time when you can sprinkle water, so what do you do? Do you need to boil hot water to baptize somebody so you can get this whole spiritual whatever is that you're preaching here?
I thought you would stop argument after I made this statement.
It's not about
you bath there?
I understand.
Is there any season where you cannot bath for lack of water?
Of course, you can't go to the stream in the winter.
Eh?
You can't go to the stream in the winter.
I didn't say you should go to stream.
Good. Then because we did mention about getting dipped in the water.
Sure.
So in the winter period, you don't.
You can certainly have. Even there are some jacuzzis that will cover every part of you. Eh? So there are bathtubs that if you lie down, the water will cover you.
It's no more stream, man.
It must not be stream.
That is what I want, because if you did say something about
It must not be a stream, but it must be water enough that can cover you when you lie down there.
So what you are trying to tell me now, that getting sprinkled is also part of the baptismal process. Getting sprinkled of water is also part of the baptismal process.
Sprinkle water.
Yeah. Like
now, you didn't hear my teaching. When a man dies, do you lie him down and sprinkle sand on him and say you have buried him?
Burial process is different from baptismal process.
Talk to, eh?
Burial process is different from baptismal process. I also believe that Christ was not buried the same way he was baptized.
No, listen. That's, okay, I'm talking to somebody here who is very logical in his thinking. Now let's reason together. Praise the Lord. Sir, I am talking about Bible. Baptize is from the Greek word baptizo. Did you say you know? Talk to microphone. What is the meaning of baptizo?
It's a kind of remission of sin.
No. You say you know. I say it is a Greek word. I thought you know the meaning of that Greek word. Baptism means to be immersed. Do you understand me, sir? It means something to immerse something, to be covered by that liquid. It is immersion. That is where you find the word baptism. So when they say go and baptize, we are saying go and be immersed. That is it. So you don't get immersed. You don't sprinkle somebody and say you have immersed the person. So it is immersion. God bless you.
Thank you.
Please, there's a question that keeps disturbing me so many years with this. And I want you people to help me get answer.
Concerning baptism?
Yeah. Okay. My question is this. Before Jesus Christ, they baptized some people. And I want to know in which person's name they was baptized. And Jesus Christ himself is baptized in which name? Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. From Exodus up to Malachi. Or do I say from Moses up to Jesus before he went to the cross, they were all under the law. Under the first covenant that was sealed with the blood of an animal. Including John the Baptist. And that's why Jesus Christ in Matthew 11, he said, among all men born of women on earth, here I say, none has been greater than John the Baptist. He said, nevertheless, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. That is, me here now, including you, here, we are greater than John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. Why? Because he was operating under the covenant that was sealed with the blood of an animal. But we are under a different covenant, sealed with the blood of the Holy One of Israel. So we are on a different platform than them. Now, in the law, the process of cleansing was by water, according to the law. So, each time they enter the water, is to cleanse them of all uncleanness. Our own, and then we are operating under the Aaronic priesthood. We are operating under the priesthood of the order of Melchizedek. It is a different kind of priesthood. And our priest is still alive now. But Aaron had died, and they will select another one, that one will die, and they will select another one, that one will die. But our own is still there, seated there at the temple at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and for me. He abides forever. Why is he after the order of Melchizedek? Because Melchizedek, according to Hebrews chapter 7, had no father, had no mother, had no birth date, and had no day he will die. He had no lineage. Hallelujah. Who was that man that met Abraham? It was God himself. So the priesthood that we are under is a priesthood that God himself is the high priest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through Jesus Christ. So that is why he gave us that name. The name for our redemption, for our salvation. And at the mention of that name, every knee bows. Of things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So that is the difference. There we are. The kind of baptism they had is different from the kind of baptism we are doing now. Because they are two different covenants. Thank you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Sir, my question is this. You said it is after baptism before deliverance will be conducted. Fine. If one had already done baptism in a different church, and right now the person is here, and he has a case of deliverance, will the person be rebaptized again before the deliverance? That is my question, sir.
Now, when I say, I'm just giving you the scriptural principles.
Yes, sir.
It is true that before water baptism, you can receive deliverance. But if you are going to sustain that deliverance, you must be baptized. So after the deliverance, make sure you go for water baptism. Because when we start to pray now, some people are going to receive deliverance. When we start praying now, if you are going to sustain that, you must be baptized. immediately we close. Go and be baptized. Thank you. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
My question is about, still about baptism. Pastor, please, there's this problem I used to have. I read in the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, he said, when Jesus Christ visited the house of Cornelius, he said, the household, we are baptized. You know, when I read further, he didn't tell me that they took them to river and baptized them. He said, they were all baptized. You know, this one is now telling me about about the issue of sprinkling baptism and water baptism, because I believe in the household of Cornelius, there was nothing like river there, but they were baptized. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Look, sorry, maybe you are not following me. Let's go back again. What is the meaning of baptism? To baptize, what does it mean, baptize? The word, that English word, baptize, is actually a Greek word, baptize. What does it mean?
Immersion.
So what you are seeing, that scripture is in Acts chapter 10. In the house of Cornelius, it means they were immersed. Now your problem is whether it was in a river or in a container somewhere. The important thing is they were immersed in water. That's the important thing. And we didn't say water baptism must be in a river, but we say it must be immersed. Water must cover you. When somebody dies and you hear he was buried, what you are trying to say is that there is no graveyard in that compound. So where were they buried? The important thing is they were buried. Wherever they were buried does not matter, but the problem is the environmental people must ensure they are buried.
Okay, and again about, he said the household, both young and old.
He didn't say so. He said the household. And remember, who was the person that baptized them? Who? Who? Who baptized the house of Cornelius? Peter. It's Peter. Remember, it was Peter, the Holy Ghost said he should go. And that same Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he gave us the key to the kingdom. He said, repent, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter will never baptize you until you repent. So he must have baptized his household that repented. God bless. Next person.
Praise the Lord. I have a question inside this baptism immersion. There is two types of immersion now. Before, we were baptized in a river. But nowadays, we used to be baptized inside a swimming pool. And in that river, when you are baptized inside the river, your sins is washed away and the river will take it away. But inside the swimming pool, maybe you will be baptized and your sin will still be inside the swimming pool. It is not going out.
Praise the Lord. See, everybody is laughing. So you believe why it should be a flowing river, so that your sins will be carried away. The water will carry them away. No, your sins is not carried away without water. Your sins carried away by the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is not flowing in any river. Now, what you are doing by entering that water and the water covering you is you demonstrating you entering a grave, death. Jesus Christ died and was buried. And we too, we bury by that immersion. So it is not that your sins, when you enter the water, will wash away your sins. Your sins, they put up on your body like this. So water go wash out. Amen. Do you know where you commit your sin from?
From
From your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, from heart.
Every sin that is committed starts from the heart. Yes. So how will that water wash your heart now if you enter there? So it has nothing to do with flowing river. Okay. Maybe some people teach that. That is why they ask such.
Praise the Lord. My question is there any age for baptism? Like, I was 15 years when I got baptized.
15?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
And by then,
I don't 15-year-old think... woman, figure belly now. Uh-uh. You're already a woman.
Okay. But is there any age for baptism?
Like the age, once a child is old enough to confess Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior and make a decision to follow the Lord and ask for the water baptism, we baptize that person.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
I have another question. What if somebody does not have the opportunity of being baptized and that person is a born again and the person died? Where would the person go?
What made you to be born again?
Repentance.
That's all?
Fully repentance.
Fully repent. What do you mean by repentance?
By accepting Jesus Christ.
You accept him.
Yes.
Did he accept you? Do you understand why I'm asking? See, so many of us don't, you know, the way we understand salvation is not scriptural. You see, the fact that a man comes to you, sister, and says, I love you, and I will live with you forever. And you did not accept him. Even with your mouth, if you say, yes, I agree, forever, we will go there together. Until, nothing, our mama no go stop us. Our papa no go stop us. Now, me and you, till, lie. Does that make you his wife?
Eh? No, sir. No.
Eh? After you told him, the two of you said, I forever, I will stay with you. I will marry you. Pronounce. And then, before he paid bride price, before the wedding, one of you died. Will you say he was your husband?
No, sir.
That is salvation. I give my life to Christ. I repent. Amen. He must confirm your decision by giving you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And one thing the Holy Ghost does is, if he gives you the Holy Ghost, amen, it will lead you to where you will remit all your sins so that your salvation can be proper. Everyone that receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost must go through water baptism if it is the Holy Ghost you received.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. And if you don't receive the Holy Ghost and you die, that is the example I'm giving. Now they do boyfriend, girlfriend with Jesus. He didn't give you the wedding ring. You die. That's all. You will say you die Christian. Lie.
Praise the Lord. I said there are some churches that teach about baptismal class. That when you are repented, you have to go through baptism class. But when you are mentioned, I didn't hear such a thing here.
What is the essence of baptismal class?
He said that I teach you before they will baptize you.
Is that not what I've been doing here since? We have been in baptismal class since. Every Tuesday is baptismal school in this place. That's what we do. So today, after teaching, I think teacher they ask question, answer question. Now they ask a question. So now class we did now. Can you clap your hand for Jesus? Amen. You are all my students, baptismal class. The idea of wasting people's time, where you go and stay there 6 months, 3 months, then they write exams. If you fail, you repeat. So while you are repeating, Christ comes, what will you say? I was still in baptismal class, so why you no wait? Make I finish before you come. It's all part of the denominational errors that God in this age sent a message to correct. And we have caught that revelation by that last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for.
Praise the Lord for the original
our eyes of understanding.
Yes, open up at last.
As
victory is ours,
we're shed out in the past.
The jubilee of sounding,
and we have responded
to our God, who's original.
Hallelujah.
Original sea,
original rock.
Is what I believe. The Son of Man, the seven seals will be unveiled. The original,
oh, thank you.
The original seal.
So, if you we close today and you go and baptize, you have passed. But if you have not been baptized, after all this lecture, you go home, you have failed. Let me see how many people we pass today. Yes.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Pastor, my question is two, pertaining to baptism.
Yes.
I have two questions to ask. What about in a case whereby this very person...
Can we hear her, please? You say what?
What about in a case whereby this very person was opportunity to hear the message of salvation, but was not opportunity to baptize before his death? What will happen in kind of that kind of person after he repented?
You say he repented.
He repented.
But he had no opportunity.
And maybe on his way going, he got the message and was touched and repented and decided to live for God, but later on his way coming from where he went to,
from where he gave his life to Christ.
Yes.
On his way coming from where he gave his life to Christ,
baptism.
And he died without baptism, yes. Probably without the Holy Ghost too.
Yes.
So what is your question?
Can such person make heaven?
Anyway, church, listen. God is not making gamble in saving the people. God is not going about town. Hey, who are going to save today? Oh, hey, all these people for this town. How many people go green follow me? Oh, hey, make a try. See whether for this village they go green. Then, somebody now, they believe. Then, but as God came to save him, before he could get to the water, he died. Hey! God will say, oh, I nearly saved this one. It's not like that. There is a book of life with names written the day you gave your life to Christ. No. It was written from the foundation of the world. Before Adam fell, God knew that his children, that Adam will fall. Did he know, sister? Did he know? Answer me. Did God know that serpent will tempt his children and they will fall in the Garden of Eden?
I believe God will know.
Did God know that today you will be standing here before Adam fell? Did God know about you that you will be standing here?
Yes.
6,000 years after you will be here?
Yes. God,
did he know?
Yes.
So also God knows those who will be saved and those who will not be saved. And it is that knowledge of those who will be saved that made him to write their names in the book of life. And if your name is in that book, nothing will happen to you until you go through all the processes for salvation and you receive eternal life.
My second question is, in a case whereby you are going to a Pentecostal home and we are baptized, you know the word of God, you finally find yourself maybe married to a man who deceived you and later on took you to an idol worshiper. So by then, they now bath and baptize you with, bath that person in an idolly way. So, and the person is already born again before, maybe has already baptized in the Pentecostal church. But now, when the person married, so the man took the person to the idol worship and they now bath that person in an idolly form.
Praise the Lord. So, what is your question?
Can such person repeat the baptism again as formally baptized? Or what will such person do to be pleased with God?
Actually, what you are saying is, you gave your life to Christ.
Yes.
And you backslidden.
Yes.
That's your question.
Yes.
So what should you do now to come back to God? It will be a backsliding Christian that after you have received Christ, you go and marry an unbeliever.
Yes.
It's a backsliding Christian. And to confirm that you are backsliding, you begin follow them to where they go.
Yes.
So your question is, if you backslid, can you come back? Sure, it is the mercy of God that you are still alive,
when
giving you opportunity to come back and repent.
Was he already bathed that person in the water, all this idol worshiper water?
Not be only that one. Once you are an unbeliever, you backslid. You don't know the limit that a backslider can go. A backsliding Christian can even murder somebody, kill somebody, and that life can never be returned. So the question is, will God forgive him? So. There is nothing you cannot do. No, only bath. What are the one where you chop? Praise the Lord. Baptism is once if you have done it correctly. But if you did it in a Pentecostal church, of course you didn't do it correctly. Because most of them, if not all, say, because of the doctrine of Trinity, they are not able to catch that revelation of Matthew 28:19. So you go now. I think are you?
No.
Don't be you. So you go now. I'll go and repent, never to go back to that again, and go do correct water baptism.
Again.
Did you baptize before?
The person baptized before.
Normal. In which name did you baptize?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, ask the person.
It's my sister.
Okay, ask the person. Which church did he baptize?
Assembly of God Church.
No, they baptized wrong there.
Assembly of God Church?
Yes.
No, Marchion Baptism.
Is it your first time of coming here?
I've come here for some nights.
Okay, last week. Did you, a Tuesday program, is it your first time coming here Tuesday?
Yes.
Eh? So all this teaching, what I teach today? Eh? You are almost failing this baptismal school.
The Assembly of God did Marchion Baptism too.
Assemblies of God will take you to church, to the river or to the water, and baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son,
yes,
and of the Holy Ghost, and put you inside the water and bring you out after,
yes,
baptismal school.
Yes.
I am saying it is wrong. This is the correct one. Tell them to take the people to the water according to Matthew 28:19 and baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If they call the title instead of the name, they have not baptized you. Let every one of you in that church go and re-baptize.
Thank you, sir.
Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. Some people will hear me now, they go vex. Assemblies. Hey, don't matter, useless man. What is he saying? When our general overseer for Nigeria, he's a professor. I think he's a professor. So he said, I'm me here. I'll be ordinary brother. He is a professor. Me, I be brother. So how can I know more than him? I don't know more than him. What happened? Are you for assemblies? Are you for assemblies? You want to support what I'm saying? Eh?
I want to say something based on the Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Are you from assemblies?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Catholic Church.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says,
yes.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why 28 said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of your age.
Yes.
So, the reason why I'm saying this is based on what you told the last person that left.
Yes.
You said, as in, that they should go and baptize in the name of Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That whosoever that baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they baptized it wrong. Which is the Bible, as in my own Bible, New King James Version, said that you should baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's like you know Bible very well. I love that. And hold on to it. Don't let anybody tell you anything contrary to this Bible. And wait. You are from Catholic.
Yeah.
Can you open the scripture that brings sprinkling and infant baptism? Show us, because you know Bible very well.
I know it's in Acts, but I can't figure out the particular verse.
In the Acts of Apostles, where they baptize infants.
Even here in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, say that you should baptize, I'll be with you to the end of your age.
I'm talking about, okay, that one, whether now small Pekin or big Pekin, you can baptize, Avi?
Of course.
Of course. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, which gospel did you preach to that infant that was born and the person believed? Which one? What did you tell the infant?
Even what you are baptized.
What did you tell the infant? Go and preach. It's after preaching now when they believe you baptize.
That is the reason why we are giving them Godmother and Godfather.
Godmother.
Because
Godmother.
They are the people that will support them and give them the light. So, the way to follow.
So which scripture gives Godfather and Godmother? Which scripture?
The scripture that said Godmother and Godfather.
Yes, to stand for them.
I believe it's based on the doctrine of the church. Here, there is doctrine that is followed, that is abiding.
Okay, there's doctrine of church.
Of course.
Okay, there's doctrine of church.
Yes.
And there's doctrine of Bible.
There is nothing like doctrine of the Bible.
Eh? There's doctrine of church and there's doctrine of Bible.
There is nothing like doctrine of the Bible.
Eh? Open Galatians chapter 1.
Galatians
chapter 1. Praise the Lord. This sister, she vexed. Galatians chapter 1.
They said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Go ahead, next verse. Okay, can you read to the screen, sister?
Which read. Is not another, but
yes.
there be some that troubled you.
Uh-huh.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Next verse. Read the next verse. 8.
Okay. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached.
Verse 9
said, what you said before. So say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, Let him be accursed.
Accursed. So, anything contrary to what the apostles preach, anybody that teaches it, the person is what? Accursed. Now, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant. No man is qualified to stand for another human being when it comes to salvation. Only Jesus.
Yeah.
There is one mediator, the Bible says so, between God and man. The man Jesus. Because he's the one that died and suffered for our redemption. If any man come to stand in the gap for a child, he is Antichrist. He's taking the position of Jesus Christ, according to the Bible. But let me not go too far, sister. The one that vexed you so much. Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 19. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it means the Father has a name. Am I correct?
Please, sir. Can you please tell me the name of the Father?
Thank you. Hey, I like that. Hey. Hallelujah. But before I tell you the name of our Heavenly Father, I want to be sure you understand what I'm talking about.
Of course, I do.
What is the name of your Father?
The name of my father is Cyprian. Mr. Cyprian Abel.
Cyprian?
Yeah.
So his name is not Father. Am I correct? His name is not Father. Is that his name?
That's the name of my
no,
father.
No, answer. Let's talk.
But
let's talk.
We are talking about what the scripture said here.
I am
the
talking another said, thing, not the scripture now.
Okay, the name of my father.
Yes.
The name of my father, given to him by his parents.
What is the name?
Cyprian.
Cyprian.
Yeah.
So if I tell you to do anything in the name of your father, which name will you use?
My father's name, Cyprian.
Eh?
Cyprian.
But I say you should go and do it in the name of the Father. Why will you use Cyprian?
You asked me to go and do something in the name of my father.
Yes.
Then my father here is Cyprian.
Eh, not father. Praise the Lord. So, if the Bible says we should go and baptize in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name.
Yeah. I ask again.
Yes.
Please, can you tell me the name of the Father?
Now, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, before I tell you the name of the Father, let us know who is the Father of Jesus. Let's know who he is first. Matthew chapter 1. Are you there?
Yes.
Verse 18.
Now.
Listen. Now, hold on. I want you to cool down. See, we are not fighting.
No, we are not fighting.
Eh? We are not fighting. Okay. So that we can understand ourselves. You know, you can help me to understand Bible today.
No,
and me too, I can help you to understand Bible.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was...
This is how Jesus was born. Uh-huh.
After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
She was found with a child of who?
Holy Spirit.
Who pregnanted Mary?
The Holy Spirit descended on her.
So the Holy Ghost pregnanted her?
Yes.
So who is the father of that baby in the womb?
The father is Joseph. Lord, as our God.
You just read something now.
Yes, God.
The Bible says, before Joseph could come to her, she was found with a child of who?
Of God. Of Holy Spirit.
So therefore the Holy Spirit is the father of that child.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So anytime the child calls the father, he's calling the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit and the father is one the same person.
Sorry?
The father
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit is the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Now go to John chapter 5. So let's know his name now. Verse 43.
Verse 43. I have come in my father's name.
Eh?
I have come in my father's
name. Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
So Jesus is saying what?
I have come in my Father's name.
Finish the verse. Go on.
And you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, but you will receive.
So he is saying that he came in his Father's name. Which name did he come in?
In his Father's name.
What is the name?
The Holy Spirit.
Was that his name?
Jesus said that he has come in his Father's name.
What is his name?
He didn't mention any name here, but the name of his Father is the Holy Spirit.
Who is the person speaking? What is his name?
Jesus is speaking. He said, I have come.
What is the name of the person speaking?
Jesus.
And he's saying that name that he has is his Father's name.
Yeah.
So what is the Father's name?
The Holy Spirit. Jesus is not his Father's name because the Bible did not say that. What are they saying, Jesus?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I told you to relax.
Of course.
If you come with fighting spirit, wait first. Sister, we are trying to help you. You know why I'm allowing it? It's because so many other people are hearing her and they will hear her. Her argument is from somewhere. So help her. This time, the day they catch the truth, they will hold on to it very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said the whole heaven rejoices when one soul repents. And the only repentance that God is looking for now is repentance from false doctrines. Heaven rejoices when your eyes are open. Somebody is saying that his name is the name of his Father. The name that Jesus bears is the name of his Father. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have seen it now. That scripture, he said, I come in my Father's name. Eh? He said, and you will not receive me. If another one come in his own name, that is the Antichrist, him you will receive. So that is a key for you to know that the name of Jesus is the name of his Father. That's what it means. Now in John 17 verse 6, he said, he was praying to the Father and he said, I have manifested thy name to the world. Which name did he manifest to the world?
Jesus.
Eh?
Jesus.
He said, manifest his name. And that name is Jesus. Because it is only in that name you pray. And something will happen. The name. Only that name, Jesus. Only that name, Jesus. At the mention of that name, every knee must. Hallelujah. Now, I've not finished. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, John 14:26.
But the Helper,
uh-huh,
the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh,
whom the Father will send in my name.
Who was the person speaking?
Jesus is speaking.
He said, "The Holy Ghost, the Father will send it in which name?
In His name.
Which name?
In Jesus' name.
So, what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Okay.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
The name of the Holy Ghost
is what?
Is Jesus.
Is Jesus.
See, he said here, let me understand.
Talk
here,
to the microphone.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost here is the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
This simply means that the name of the Holy Ghost will be what?
Jesus.
You know, Kacham?
Yes, I did.
Eh?
I did it.
Just one moment. Joseph Alu. Talk with her. Praise the Lord. She has locked her heart No matter what you say, like. And that is the problem with Christianity. Amen. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?
Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, there is one question I want to ask. About the special grace of God. You know, when you talk about most of all these leaders in the churches, sometimes you discover that they are just saying nothing. I met a leader in the church, so we're just debating on over some issues. Then she now says something that she have asked the pastor that when we get to heaven, since the Bible says that go and baptize in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that when we go to heaven, we are going to see the Father, we're going to see the Son, and we are going to see the Holy Ghost. Then and I called her and said, Mommy, the way I'm looking at you, you're sounding as if based on the, because they made her a deaconess in their church. So I was trying to put her in order. She said no, that she have asked that question to the pastor. And the pastor said that it is true, that when we go to heaven, we're going to see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I want you to, you know, clarify something to us.
You are not married. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
You are married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come forward, small. You are married?
Yes, sir.
You have a father?
Of course, yes, sir.
Now, because you have a father, who are you to the father, to your father?
I'm the son to the father.
Now, because you have a wife, who are you to your wife?
I'm the husband.
Now, because you have a child, who are you to a child?
I'm the father.
So, you are the husband, the father, the son. So if we go to heaven, we shall see the Father, we shall see the Son, we shall see the Holy Ghost. But He is one.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Now, sir, by the special grace of God, God help me just to discover.
But if they were trying to use that to say we shall see three personalities,
that's what she's saying.
They are wrong. They will get there and they will be very disappointed if they get there with that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I want to read book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. That's what God, you know, helped me to discover. Chapter 16 says, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and mighty forever. So when I now discover it, I was kind of telling them that when we are talking about God, God is a spirit, it's not a human being, it's not a person. That God was in Jesus reconciling man back to himself. When I presented this scripture, you know, to them, he has nothing to say about it.
Concerning the doctrine of Trinity, there is the doctrine that says God is three persons in one God is unscriptural. No scripture that supports that in the Bible. What the people are unable, just as they are unable to interpret Matthew 28, verse 19, so also they are unable to understand the Godhead. Church, listen. It is three offices of one God, not three personalities. It is one God, the Father above us, for He created all of us, therefore He is our Father. And when He wanted to redeem His children that we are lost, He got Himself a body in the womb of a virgin woman to be His dwelling place, to do the reconciliation. So it is the same God, the Father, that came in His Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in Him, Jesus, should all fullness dwell. Colossians 2, verse 9. That in Him, Jesus Christ, in Him, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Timothy 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He said God was manifested in the flesh. And in verse 15, Colossians chapter 1, he said Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. That is who our God is. He was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased to dwell. It was in him. So, it was nothing but the same God in an office for redemption. And when he finished paying the price on the cross of Calvary, he went to what he has always been, to come back to dwell in those he has redeemed as the Holy Ghost. The same one, the great eternal spirit that was in Christ, is the same one that is in us now as the Holy Ghost. Not three persons, but three offices of one God. Hear, O ye Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. The Lord your God, he is one Lord. One God. One God. One faith. One baptism. One Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's nothing like Trinity. It's one God. You go to heaven. And for now, if you like, look, ask like Philip asked in John chapter 14. Go and do dry fasting. Say, God, reveal yourself to me. I want to see you. I want to see you. And Jesus answered Philip. I should show you the Father. Philip, have I been so long with you and you still don't know me? Have I not told you that if you see me, you have seen the Father? Why are you saying I should show you the Father again? Anybody now, go and pray. Father, I want to see you. The person that will appear will be Jesus. Your Father has come. Praise the Lord. Because no man can see God at any time. But Jesus, he has chosen as his image. So if you want to see God, you will see him. You see Jesus. The image of the invisible God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why, apart from Tuesdays, any other service we have here on Sundays, and this, when you drink this water, some of you will vomit something after drinking it. I think last Sunday, is it Sunday or Friday? Some people, at my word, you were vomiting some things. You didn't drink any water. You didn't take any oil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you are receiving your healing. I say receive your healing. You say amen. You connected and you receive your healing. So, but this water, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is according to our faith. Oil, handkerchief, whatever it is. When you drink this water, after this water is anointed, it becomes Holy Ghost water. Then you will go to your seat and pray. Praise the Lord. By this water, somebody here, you will testify. I say, by this water, you will testify. I say it again, as you will drink this water today, there will be environmental sanitation in your body. God will use this water. Listen, I have prayed for several people. It started one day. You know, something always starts one day. Somebody came to me with HIV, AIDS. And I was praying in my office, and the Holy Ghost told me to take salt. That's years before I got to know this thing Brother Wisdom was teaching us about salt. I think it was last year he told us about salt. But some few years back, in my office, I was praying for someone. The Holy Ghost told me I should put salt inside water and give the person to drink. That was what he told me. And I quickly looked for salt, put it inside the Ragoli's bottle of water. I blessed it and I prayed. And I gave, it's a young girl, and she drank it. I think 1 week after or so, she came back that she had finished it. And I told her to go for the test. Anytime I hear from above, I like to confirm the voice that speaks to me. I say, go now and have your tests. That is how the HIV something disappeared. And from then on, I began to apply that faith on those who have HIV, especially those serious cases that blow to AIDS, and it has not failed one day. Some may be immediate, some take some time, but they all receive healing. And you know, I have a witness because Brother Jerry is here. He knows when I'm praying for them. He knows when they come with the result to show us. I'm telling you that this water that you are holding, it is not the water that heals, but it is your faith. If you ask the Lord, Lord, as I apply this water, you know what your problem is. I don't have favor anywhere I go. Lord, as I rub this water on my face, Lord, let favor begin to follow me. If you say that prayer and you rub that water on your face, favor will follow you. Money not to stay for my hand. Rub that water on your hand. Stagnation. Arise, I fall. Sprinkle that water on your legs. This wound refused to go. Sprinkle that water on that wound. Eye trouble. Put that water on your eye, your ear. Anywhere. Sprinkle on your hair. Any witch that carry your hair anywhere. Something will happen. When the Holy Ghost ministered to us to bless this water for you, we decided so that you will know this is God, that we will not give you water. You will bring the water by yourself. So that when it happens, you will give glory to God. That is why you brought the water yourself. Some people sell water in their churches, but we will not sell anything that comes from the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Directly or indirectly, we will not charge you. Praise God. Let's go into action.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Are you suffering from spiritual husband or wife?
There is power.
Are you facing frustration and rejection? Is your spiritual life stagnant?
Jesus Christ.
How have you been baptized? Do you know if really your sins are remitted? Join us every Tuesday as we teach on true water baptism.
When Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, He is telling you, go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pure water ministration for your healing and deliverance.
We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary speak for our healing and deliverance this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We invoke that power that was released on the cross on Calvary into this water for our healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Use this water, root out every infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. As you drink this water, life will be restored in the name of Jesus.
One-on-one counseling with the prophet. Join Pastor Moses Alu and other anointed ministers.
By the grace of God upon my life, I, Pastor Moses Alu, I lose you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Shalom.
Once you come, you go back and sit down. They anoint your forehead, anoint the water. Pray your last prayer for today. Lord, use this water and open my womb. Lord, use this water and heal this wound. Lord, use this water and change my life. Restore, 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 restore. Hallelujah. Can we do that now?
Forever and ever you hold a change.
Jesus.
That water. Look at that water. Look at the water very well. Hallelujah. Jayola, come and prophesy. Your own is to answer amen. Just answer amen. We're going to pour double fold anointing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you believe with this water today there will be testimony in your life? Do you believe with this water that infirmity will disappear in your life? I want you to lift up that water now.
Kile ole se Olorun wa. Kile ole Through this water, as you are lifting up this water this afternoon, I speak upon your life with this water. As you will sprinkle this water today, whatever the devil has tormented in your life, whatever that is troubling your life, today you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into this water, by the power in the spoken word, every infirmity in your life, every curse tormenting your life, as you will sprinkle this water, today you are loose in the name of Jesus Christ. As this water has been lifted up, you are lifting the blood of Jesus Christ. This water today will set you loose in the name of Jesus Christ. In your business, it will set you loose in the name of Jesus Christ. In your life, it will set you loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak today, anywhere they are projected in your life, as you will use this water to wash your head, that arrow of death will go back to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree to this water, sister, brother, from today, whatever is not working in your life will begin to work in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, whatever is not working in your life will begin to work in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Seven hallelujah, where to go? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hallelujah. I want you to lift up that water. If you believe that God is going to give you a testimony today, I want you to shout amen. Lift up that water, close your eyes, and begin to expect your testimony. As I prophesy into your life, I don't care what it is you have come here with today, but as you drink that water, believe it, it is over. Therefore, as a servant of God, I decree in your life, I don't know how many of you are barren, how many of those that have been disappointed, I don't care the financial situation you have found yourself, but as a servant of God, I speak into your life and I prophesy upon that water. It shall bless you from today in the name of Jesus. From today, as you are lifting up that water, lift that water up, lift it. Because the power of God is going to do something. I prophesy in that water, as you drink, whatever it is that has delayed in your life, they will begin to rush in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, you are having a menstrual pain. Your menstrual pain, your menstruation does not come, it ceases. As you drink this water, God is saying it is over. I prophesy into your life, new things will begin to happen to you from today. Wherever you step your feet, as you drink this water, people will favor you. People have been calling you failure. From today, you shall rise. People have been calling you disappointment. Today, change to appointments. People have been calling you bad luck. Today, it changed to good luck. I prophesy in that water, it will turn to the blood of Jesus for you. In the name of Jesus, receive your baby, those that are expecting a child. Receive your husband, those that are expecting a husband. Receive your job, those that are expecting a job. Receive your finance, those that are expecting finance. I prophesy in your water, and so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Still lift up that water and be in spirit. Never fail me, Lord.
never fail me. Jesus Christ, never fail me. There is one thing I know, wherever I go, Jesus Christ, never fail me.
Water. Water is to wash away dirtiness. And I speak by the authoritative of Lord. According to the word of God, has let there be water. And the water did not reject the word of God. When God commanded water to come out, it didn't reject the word of God. And when that leper man went to meet Elisha, and Elijah told him to go to River Jordan and dip himself to the water did not reject the word of Elisha as a prophet. Likewise, as a prophet today, you water, hear the word of God. I command you today to receive power in the name of Jesus. God told Moses, when he saw the Red Sea, and he came to the Red Sea, and his strength, his arrow unto it, and it departed. It didn't hear the word of God. And I command today, the water that is in your hand, we turn it to the blood of Jesus now. Let him receive power in the name of Jesus. That water, we, as we are taking it, barrenness is over today in the name of Jesus. I turn that water to Holy Ghost water. I turn that water to Holy Ghost water. As you hear the word of God in the beginning, so also you are going to hear now at this moment. You, this water, receive power in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever any sickness you are come with, the leprosy disappear from Naaman. If it is true that the Bible says so, I command whatever any leprosy that is in your body, barrenness is a leprosy, any sickness, I command to cleanse today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift that water up. That water is life. Anyone here that his or her life is bitter, as you are going to take that water, the sweetness of life will come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the authority of the Most High God, I turn that water to antibiotic of the Holy Ghost. As nothing rejected water, nothing in this earth, in this life rejected water, so that your life will never reject that water in the name of Jesus Christ. Any incurable disease, incurable sickness, wherever you have gone, they say this one, it cannot be cured. I say through the faith we have in this ministry and this water, that sickness will be cured in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere they are locked, any womb here, anywhere that lock any womb here, as you take that water, that womb will be unlocked in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare that water to become a Holy Ghost medicine. There's no sickness will resist that water. Any person that have incurable wound, as you sprinkle this water in that wound will dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone here that water spirit is troubling you, or they initiated you in a water, or your mother or your father have covenant with water spirit, as you drink this water, that covenant will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, that covenant will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Any woman that have used anything in life and caused you, you can't get job, you can't marry, as this that woman will drink water, I say you are loose from that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere that herbalists block any herb on the earth, what gives that herb power is water. I command by the authority in the name of Jesus, let that herb they use against you cease to work against you as you drink this water in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed.
Place that water on the ground. touch it. I decree that whatsoever that pertaineth to your glory that the enemy has taken and buried under the earth, as you lift up that water, the earth shall vomit your glory. That is a point of contact to anything pertaining to your peace, your progress, that the enemy has buried under the ground. Also, that is also a point of contact to any cage that is caging anybody's life here. Caging your business, your marriage, your progress. In any way, as you pick that water and you will open that water, that cage, wherever it is, shall be opened in the name of Jesus. You will shout, "Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me," 4 times. Then you shout your name. Carry that water. Open it. Drink some. Wipe your face, your hands, any wound you have, your hair, your feet, prayerfully. As you are doing that, every action is an action of deliverance. Somebody here, the yoke of the enemy shall be broken today. I say it, for every problem that follows you here that has a beginning, today is the end. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Shall we go? Finally, shout your name. Lift up that water. Can we stand up now? Place one hand on your stomach and one hand on your head. Be in the spirit. You believe that the Lord is here. Take advantage of His presence. Get connected. Be in the spirit. Pastor, salvation. Before you go back to Munze, let's tap the grace of God upon you first.
Close your eyes. Let's welcome His presence. He's the Lord that changed our situations. The Bible says He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the soon coming King. He that is greater than the rock of Gibraltar. He is the rock of ages. Close your eyes wherever you are. Onyo ki fufe na noluya. Yebili me noluya. Amen. 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 Amen.
kakam, o kakam, eze inye bube, ahage jure niwe nuwa. O kwenye oye diraya, kache ine niwe.
Your two hands. Close your eyes and lift it above your heads. Ha! He's here now. Oh, Quagino, he's a minority head, Alilum. Oh, Quagibu, the Danilum, Moya. Oh, Quagichi, the Tiamwang. Oh, Quagichi, Yama, Mama, Samasi. Oh, Quagibu, there's no Kenyan people. Oh, Quaggy, Holy Ghost, Mary God, you will touch by the afflictions of men. I have seen that you are the Lord attended not. Let every cancer, every fibroid, let every gonorrhea infection, whatever it is, whether demon, whatever it is, I don't want to know. The Bible says in the book of Exodus 23:26, there shall be no miscarriage, neither shall there be barrenness in the land. I don't want to know. His name is Emmanuel. Elion Makarion. The Lamb of God has taken away the sins of the world. Lift up your hands this year. Begin to worship now. Oh, glorious God. Mighty God. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, lift up your hands wherever you are. Say, in the name of Jesus. I want to hear every one of you say, in the name of Jesus. Any power. Working against my life. Working against my destiny. Working against my future. working against my career, working against my vision, working against my grace. What are you waiting for? Jump out by fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray wherever you are. Any power that is working against you, let that power jump out by fire. Let it jump out by fire. Wherever it is now, working against you,
Onyamuma soke salvation. Ona mama sabi muru bilie. Ona mama. Yesele. Ona mama sabi muru bilie. Ona mama. Ikele kaya. Ona mama sabi muru bilie. Ona mama.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody hear me. In the name of Jesus. Before I give you the next prayer point, there is a song you are going to sing with me. This song says, say Jesus, Jesus, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
say
fire,
fire,
fire.
Are you there?
Fire,
say Jesus,
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 say Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
say fire,
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 fire, fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire, fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, I have seen men who died uncelebrated. But you are going to pray. You have drank the water. Hear me, there is one thing that pains me every night and day. And each day I stood and said to God, I will not die on the day of my glory. Is somebody hearing me? You are a mother. You spend many years training your child. And your child graduated from secondary school and entered university. And that day he finished the youth service. All you hear is your child has died. He died without fulfilling the glory. Is somebody hearing me? The water is in you. The water is in you. It has entered your blood, your veins, your bones and marrows, your arteries and capillaries. The water has circulated. You are going to pray and say to God, I will not die on the day of my glory. There are men, when they got their visa, I have a brother, he got a visa to travel to China, and his visa to travel was the next 3 days, and all we hear that our brother has died. I had a woman that has suffered for 6 years, looking for an issue, and she got pregnant to go to deliver. Here in the hospital, she died. Many years of barrenness, she died without, on the day of her glory. Lift up your hands. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I say and decree, I will not die on the day of glory. Somebody shout it again. I will not die on the day of glory. Open your mouth and pray. I have drank the water. It has entered my veins. It has entered my bones. It has entered my marrows. Everybody lift up your hands. I saw a woman here. You are carrying a picture in your hand. And the picture you are carrying is a picture of a young man. And this particular young man lives outside the country. And since the day the young man came back to Mole Block to build his house, he went back, things turned around, and he could not go back again. And since then, you have not even heard from the child. even up until now. Hear me as you are lifting up your hand now. Holy Spirit is going there. I am not telling you to entertain you, but I'm telling you this because the Lord God has lived. Holy Spirit is going there now to lose your song. I am saying God is going now to touch your song. Two, there is another woman. The picture you are carrying, okay, your name is Blessing, that is in God's enable. And you'll be asking God for a child, a baby boy. I don't have time to call you one on one, but what you have to do? Go and buy a baby boy material from today. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Buy a baby boy material. Dash it to any pregnant woman between 9 and 21 days. Come back the next Shiloh. I mean, this is Shiloh. To come and give us testimony. Oh, you lift up your hands now. There is a prayer you are going to pray. Let there be a riot in my system. Is somebody hearing me? Let there be a riot in my system. But before you do that, you are going to pray. I say, God, let my dead body touch the bone of Elisha and resurrect. Is somebody hearing me? The Bible said they casted the dead man and the bone touched the body of Elisha, the bone of Elisha, and he come back to life. Lift up your hands. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Shout it with a loud voice. Say, oh Lord, my Father. I command my dead womb. I command my dead womb to touch the bone of Elisha. Any part of my life, financially and materially, economically and spiritually, I command you, touch the bone of Elisha. Resurrect! Open your mouth and begin to pray wherever you are. Let my bone touch the bone of Elisha. I don't have much time again. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Wave that hand several times. It's all over me.
It's moving me around. It's moving me around. It's moving me around. It's all over me.
Yes, Lord.
It's moving me around. The Holy Ghost power is moving.
Miracle.
Oh,
the moment of
miracle.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, look, all I see is you.
Abraham said, at which we are preaching, it's not the same. Lift up your hands. A visa is about to be stamped. A visa of a young man that has been crying diligently. You are a footballer. You need connection in football. You need connection in football. It's stamped now. It's stamped now. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A baby boy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A baby boy. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, if thou be my Lord and my God, I can never utter prayer here without a sign. Who is that woman? Who is that man? That's been crying since the beginning of this program. You have a five blood. And doctor told you that where the five blood is, you can never conceive. That the five blood is in a dangerous place inside your womb. I am now as a prophet to prophesy now. Now. Out! I can't hear you. Lift up your hands now. I'm speaking a prophetic word. I don't need to point you. I'm measuring your case. Wherever you are, the power will come upon you. You fall. I don't even need to touch you. The doctor told you that what you have is a case of five blood. But now I speak to you. Let that five blood now out. Emmanuel, here you want to see pastor. But the problem you have by which you want to see the pastor is because you had a watery sperm. You had a watery sperm. That is why you want to see pastor. The lab man told you that your sperm is not functional. Kashiba labu kiba mashiba. Lift up your heads. I hear a song. Even I don't know the meaning of that song. Sir, I don't know it, but I'm hearing that song. Heavy bone, my song. Heavy bone. I don't know the language I'm singing. Lift up your hands. Heavy bone.
Heavy bone.
Heavy bone, my name is on. You want to see pastor because you have a case of watery sperms. I need it. She called the person out. Sorry. A man is here. You want to see pastor. You had a case. Doctor told you that you had a case of watery sperm. Where are you, sir? Where are you? Are you ashamed? Okay, sir. You are sure? Never you meet me. If I don't drop my mic, I don't go. Hallelujah. I am not a liar. I can never be. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Father, I command every chronic case, every chronic disease, every chronic disease. The man I'm talking about, you have a long time staphylococcus to candidiasis. This thing I'm talking about has killed your libido. Why? Why you don't want to receive your deliverance? Jesus. Okay. Holy Spirit, want to bless somebody. Lift up your hands now. Father, I speak to all the women here. In my ministry, I discovered that the oldest woman in my ministry is a girl of 25 years. In my ministry, the oldest woman is 25. Because I have a grace that if you're a young girl and I bless you, you will marry by fire, by force. Okay, give him
yes,
the mic.
Refuse to come out.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Thank God for your courage.
Yes, sir.
Hear me, ma. You can never suffer what you don't know.
Amen, sir. Amen.
You know, when a woman didn't have an issue for the husband, people lay accusation against her that she's the cause. Nobody want to know what happened. All the whole football, where we play those days. Nobody want where they win us and one where we win. Nobody want to know how they happen. Hallelujah. Mommy, hear me. Only one pick milk. Mix her with salt. Drink and go back to the same doctor. The infection is cancelled. By this time next year, a baby boy shall be dedicated. Somebody lift up your hands. Sorry, I want to call another woman. You were holding the picture of a son that came back. He planted building and since then you've not heard from him. Who is the person? Please, can you come? I want to tell you what we do. I believe in solution. Who are you? Who are you? Everybody close eyes. Lift up your hands. Stand up. In the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you because you answer me by fire. Jesus, because you died and rose again, we can live. I speak today upon your life. In their bones, in their marrows, in their arteries, in their veins, in their capillaries, oblique cord, wherever that disease is, out! 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 Lift up your hands now. Anybody here that they tell you, say, now ancestors, now juju power, they masquerade, they pursue you. Sorry, I don't want to call you out. You're a young girl. Animal, they sleep with you in the dream. A particular animal came and slept with you. A particular animal came and slept with you. Now receive your deliverance. The animal projected an egg inside you. You are two in number. One of you was a woman. A woman slept with you. A woman made love with you in that dream. A woman. Lift up your hands now. Father, now. The Bible says, shall the captive be delivered? The Bible says, even the captive of the mighty shall be delivered. And the prey of the terrible shall be taken away. Sorry, come. Which case are you standing for?
A lady slept with me in my dream. Yeah.
A lady slept with you in your dream.
Yeah.
A goat. Come and stand here. Lift up your hands wherever you are. I don't have time. Lift up your hand and say, my father, my father. Shout it again. Say, my father, my father. Any demonic link with satanic kingdom, with marine kingdom, with Oboni kingdom, with Agu kingdom, wherever you come from, Holy Ghost, Jesus said, "Ama mio,
ami ba ma le ye ye,
ama la la, eni be la kebio." Who are you? I am not interested to tell you where your problem comes from. I'm interested in the solution. Are you hearing me? Thus says the Lord, get a rainfall. You know what I mean? This rain that is falling, the one that never touches the zinc. Are you hearing me, sister?
Yes.
You are going to use that water to bath. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Once. And a yoke shall be broken in your life.
Amen.
As a result of this thing I'm talking about, it causes you what we call near success syndrome. Where somebody is close to a breakthrough, a success, before you know it, it will just cut off like that. It's something I'm saying through, sister.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Several promises have been made and none was fulfilled.
Yes.
Am I lying?
No.
After today, it is canceled forever.
Amen.
You are blessed. Go back. I don't need much to tell you. Only your solution is important. Come, why are you here, sir?
She said nah.
The same thing. You make love with animal.
Yes.
Your own is vice versa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sir, what he needs is to be prayed for. What you need is to be prayed for, sir. Because in your family, there is a strong manipulation. I do manipulation. And in the realm of the spirit, the way I'm seeing it, I saw three people start a building. They don't complete it because idol was over their life. Am I lying?
It's true.
Hallelujah. I can hear somebody saying amen here. Sir, what the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to me, that the spirit that comes to you was a particular idol that was worshipped in your compound. But God hear the Lord, that after today, oh my, is there something blocking your connection, sir?
Yes.
Each time you are close to your connection, you sleep with that animal, you wake up being disappointed. Sir, hear me. You are knocking your head. You see, what I'm saying is yes.
It's
you
true,
say
it's
yes.
True, it's true, it's
have
true.
You seen me before?
No, no.
Have
no.
I discussed it with
no,
you?
No, no, no.
Don't share the Lord after today it is canceled.
Amen. Amen.
Go back and celebrate. Hallelujah. Go back. The ministers will handle you. My sister, I've not seen you before.
Yeah, I think this is my third time of coming to this church.
Mary Kavashiva. Yeah. The third time of coming here.
Yes.
And you have the same case.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What?
A woman.
A woman makes love with you.
Yes.
And right now, as I'm talking to you, your stomach always spends you 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
That has been your problem.
Yes, sir.
Every time, stomach problem. Every time, stomach problem.
Yes, sir.
That is what is doing in your life. As a result of an evil egg projected in your system. Thus says the Lord, I will give you a solution. I don't need the cause of the problem. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Go and get Killa Bathsheba Ramakora Bathsheba. Jesus, I worship you. Ha, ha, ha. Do you know your deliverance is simple? And after today, you shall never see it again.
Amen.
The same thing you have been eating for years, you want to become a solution. Get 7 pieces of oranges.
Okay.
7 pieces of oranges. Break each one and pour the water in a bottle. Add it salt and drink it. You will never see the pains anymore.
Amen.
I can hear somebody clapping.
Amen.
To Jesus.
Amen.
What will make you know that I am not lying is the testimony you get after today.
That's right.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jehovah, I give you praise. Even this thing I'm talking about has the one that resulted in your dream. You are chased by a man with a great machete. They wanted to kill you.
Yes, sir.
They carry a machete pursuing you. Is something I'm saying right?
Yes,
correct.
Sir.
Clap Hallelujah. Your hands, church. Today is your day.
Hear me, sister. Thus saith the Lord, affliction shall not rise the second time.
Amen.
Go back and celebrate God and give Him praise for 3 nights for your perfect deliverance. Can somebody clap your hands here?
Amen.
Sister, God bless you. Your case is a case of a woman that makes love with you.
Yes.
And one of these days, you saw your what do we call it? A mother. Let me use that Igbo.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So what you saw, Munyedi Mamagi, what is he called? Stepmother, that is who you saw.
Yes,
am I lying?
Yes.
Sister, hear me. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to me that Munyedi Mamagi Libun, stepmother. God bless you for correcting me. Oh, Ibo Baba, Obiraja. Now, friends, away be. If Ibo man say he know everything, make him speak my dialect. Hear me, sister. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to me that your stepmother took your name to a native doctor. And what she said in that revelation, that she will not allow you get married. That even if you married, you will never live peacefully. Sister, are you married?
Yes.
Are you living peace in your marriage?
No.
Every day trouble by problem.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hear me. God says the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, after today. Somebody shout to Kelly thunder. Shout thunder.
Thunder.
I want that thunder go and punish that woman by fire by force. What is this? The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to me that Him, God, will fight your battle.
Amen.
You are not only the one facing it, even your brothers at home. All of them are facing the same problem.
Yes.
Are you hearing me, sister? And that is why, no matter what you do to people, in paying back, they pay you with evil. No matter what you try to please them, what you get at the end is story and evil. And this thing is giving you concern that every day you are crying and saying, why is this thing happening to me?
Yes.
It is your stepmother, but after today, those hear the Lord, affliction shall not rise the second
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
Go back, you will be celebrated.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Sister, I want to talk to you people. You have the same case? Huh?
Yes, sir.
These people now they do one kind of for Lagos. God will bless you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will bless both of you. Two things you are going to do. I have no time. If you go back home today, sing God a praise for 3 nights.
Okay,
after your praises for 3 nights, I saw God coming in the revelation to pull off a garment from you.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That will be the end of your story.
Amen.
Both of you, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. I am waiting for your testimonies. Those for water baptism, the garment to change is ready, the water is ready. We'll be glad to baptize you. Your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Can we stand up now? Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself.